We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We talk about ump shows a lot, right? When umps in Major League Baseball get real arrogant, call really terrible balls and strikes, get calls wrong, and generally make the game much less fun, right? But that's usually – the ump show thing is usually a hashtag that just gets applied on Twitter. You don't actually have the meta story of umpires actually doing an ump show on Twitter, and yet here we are. So Manny Machado got a one-game suspension for making a little bump contact with an umpire, right, after a dispute on a call third strike. And the MLB Umpire Association, he also, like, flung his bat. So he's arguing over balls and strikes, throws his bat against the backstop, right? Slight contact with the umpire. Fine. I don't care, by the way, as a fan that Machado got suspended a game. It doesn't, it seems normal. The Major League Baseball Umpires Association, though, tweeted the following out. Manny Machado received a one-game suspension for contact with an umpire over balls and strikes and violently, all caps for violently there, throwing his bat against the backstop with absolutely no regard to anyone's safety. Violence in the workplace is not tolerated, and offenders are dealt with severely and made examples of for the good, for the good of its employees as well as the company itself. Is this truly what MLB wants to teach our youth? That would be funny enough, right? In and of itself, just like the overwrought nature of that, because of the way we know umpires can be and can behave. Then they, like your dad or grandpa or mom or grandmother, or like somebody who's using Twitter for the first time and they were born in, I don't know, a long time before social media. Like it all, or no, I'm not actually going to say this is only like unique to older persons. I'm going to say this is unique to the people that want to get recognized by somebody for a big thing. So when they tweet like hashtag deplorable or hashtag this or whatever, they put 12 hashtags in this. Hashtag disappointed. Lead by example. Not appreciated. Hashtag violence. Temper tantrum. Inaction. Not tolerated. Make an example of, which is different than lead by example. One game suspension. Repeat offender. Then they threw in my favorite one. Nonsense. And then they tagged hashtag MLBUA, which is their own Twitter feed. Don't do this. No one's ever going to feel bad for you if you do this. They come off looking so stodgy about everything. They come off like they're trying to get people jacked up about their cause here by including literally every hashtag known to man to shame Manny Machado. And rightfully, Twitter has done the only good and sensible thing and absolutely buried the MLB Umpires Association for this. The action of throwing the bat against the backstop, like that, what was it? Like it was a grenade that he was throwing? Get real. All right. Now I'm off my soapbox about umpires. Seriously, though, go and search like any hashtag that's really popular, and it's all, like, every response in it is populated by people who tag like 13 different things to try to get noticed. I guess it's in the eternal quest for followers that people go through. I'm very happy neither of my parents uses Twitter, by the way. Anyway, coming up next, is Max Scherzer a hockey player? And if so, should we laud Max Scherzer for being a hockey player who happens to play baseball? These and other questions answered, and hopefully no more hashtags coming up next on the PM team. PM team, we've got Pirates broadcaster Greg Brown joining us in about 10 minutes, and we're broadcasting live from Redbeard's downtown. Len Semplis, he's the owner here. Awesome dude, awesome place, great beers. I just had a Nashville hot chicken sandwich that made me cry tears of joy. Fair heat, that's what I like to call it. It had very fair heat. Hot, but not like, I'm dying, right? Like, you don't want that. You can follow us on Twitter. You do want to do that at 93.7 The Fan. That's driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington. and the North Hills. And I wanted to remind you, too, that youth baseball and softball are in full swing, and 93.7 The Fan wants to join your teams this season. Visit 93.7thefan.com for details on how to register your team to have a chance for us to stop out to a game. A big thank you to our sponsors, the Pittsburgh Pirates, Kennywood, Smith's Hot Dogs, Diamond Dogs, and Window Nation. Is Max Scherzer a hockey player? No, Chris, that's stupid. He's a baseball player. Why would you say that? Well, Max Scherzer, and I'm probably burying the lead here, he's going to pitch, apparently. He's going to pitch. And you say, okay, so why does that matter, right? And it's the best part of it is Max Scherzer breaks his nose, okay, in batting practice yesterday. That's the hockey player part. Well, that's the first part. The hockey player part is he's planning to pitch today. So he's doing batting practice yesterday. You say, why does a pitcher take BP on his day off? Well, he's a National League pitcher. Breaks his nose, gonna pitch tonight. Which, tough guy, right? I buried the lead, though. It wasn't like Max Scherzer broke his nose in a freak accident. Like somebody was swinging a bat and the very edge of the bat caught him. Max Scherzer didn't walk into the batting cage, like the side of it, and break his nose. You want to know how Max Scherzer broke his nose? He was doing a bunting drill. And the ball bounced up off the bat and hit him right in the face, breaking his nose. So, if you're scoring at home, because we have some unique kind of tie to this, being Pittsburghers, having watched A.J. Burnett mess up his face in a bunting drill in spring training, which is the only way this could be dumber. If you're scoring at home, Max Scherzer bunting in practice during a drill breaks his nose. If this is not evidence for why we don't need, or we do need, the DH, I don't know what is. Max Scherzer never breaks his nose with a DH. He's not even in there for bunting practice. Here's the other question I have, and I guess it's a ridiculous one for me to pose right now, given the fact that I just excoriated Adam Frazier last hour for not having his head in the game a little bit more in a crucial spot yesterday, one that ended up costing the Pirates the game. How many times is Max Scherzer going to be called upon to bunt this year? How many sack bunts is he even going to lay down? I'm on Baseball Reference right now, and I'm going to try to actually find this out while I'm talking. Max Scherzer, his batting stats. And sacrifice flies, sacrifice bunts. Okay, now I feel like an idiot. A couple of years ago, he led the league in sacrifice bunts with 13. He has a total of 14 the last 3 years, 6 in 17, 5 in 2018, 3 this year. If he led the league in sack bunts, he's pretty good at it, you would think, at least once in his career, right? Coming over from the AL? Why does he need to practice it? He's good at it. Why make him do it? I do like the fact that he broke his nose because he is a – I don't like the fact that he broke his nose. I like the fact that he's playing through it because he is a crazy person. And nothing would be cool – like, Curt Schilling gets a lot of run for the bloody sock game, right? Legendary pitching performance. Did he or did he not have ketchup perhaps under that sock instead of blood? If Max Scherzer's up there on the mound foaming at the mouth, telling his coach he's staying in, and there's blood just spewing out of his nose the entire time – that would be the coolest visual baseball has had in a game in a long time. Maybe the coolest thing since Nolan Ryan is pictured having Robin Ventura in a headlock while he's throwing uppercuts at him because he charged him. I give Max Scherzer a lot of credit. However, I mean, think about this from a serious perspective for 1 second, right? Say you're Washington and you're something other than what you actually are this year, which is very bad. The Nationals are in the doldrums still compared to what people thought they should be. So say you're in their shoes and you're good this year and not terrible. And Max Scherzer breaks his nose, bunting, and actually has to miss time. What if he breaks an orbital bone and misses 6 starts? Misses 6 weeks, basically. Has to go on the injured list and can't pitch. And you falter as a team. And he's been having a great year to that point, hypothetically. Would you not be incensed? Would you not be going crazy as a fan of that team? I understand that there are a lot of people in the listening audience right now who are big fans of pitchers hitting. Everyone likes Joe Musgrove because Joe Musgrove plays the game like an old school tough guy. He slides into people when he needs to send a message. He does the things that you think of Joe Musgrove, you just think baseball player. Yes, he's a pitcher, but you think this guy can handle the bat in a pinch. He can do all the things he needs to do. He's a pinch runner frequently for the Pirates, whatever. I get the romanticism of that. But in reality, Max Scherzer's a guy making tens of millions of dollars a year to anchor a staff. And he, go watch the video of it. It's like one of those things that gets out of a, I don't know, it's almost out of like a slapstick comedy. He's standing there in a baseball cap, shorts, and a t-shirt with like what look for all the world like designer sunglasses on. I don't think they are. But it looks like he's basically taken time out from running errands to go stand in there and hold the bat out for bunting practice. And their ball just leaps up off the bat and hits him right in the mush. I cannot think of a more ridiculous thing to see if I'm a fan of a team in like a way to see the star player get hurt than that. At least you'd want him to be diving into, like Bryce Harper used to dive into stuff or run into the wall. At least like do something baseball-y during a game. He's standing there, and then it just goes, yoink! And the guy throwing batting practice, you can tell, puts his hands on his hips as if to say, why is he even in there? Why is he even doing this? I feel like I should start the Greg Brown interview, by the way, because of Greg's very known feelings on the designated hitter. I should start the interview with Greg. Isn't this just another example of why the DH is a necessary ingredient across all of baseball? You don't want the Max Scherzers of the world getting hurt like this, do you, Greg? But I want to get things started on the right foot. I don't want to be too contentious. Greg Brown is going to join us coming up next. We're going to get his take on Mitch Keller's latest start. Mitch Keller, by the way, optioned down to AAA again, or sent back down to AAA because they needed to make a move that corresponds with Trevor Williams coming back off the injured list. So we're going to talk to him about Keller's performance yesterday, the Pirates' performance in general. I'm really curious, by the way, to get Greg's take on the Adam Frazier play that ended up being pivotal in the game, because I'm curious as to what might have been said off the air, like what the discussion is, what the thought process is on a play like that when it happens, because it's sort of bang-bang, and in this case, it ended up costing the Pirates the game. All right, Greg Brown, 5 minutes away here on the PM team. Fan weather right now, and it's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. In McMurray, the sun is shining, and it's time for Sun's summer sizzling sell-down event. There is a flash flood watch in effect through tomorrow evening, so just be careful out there on the roadways. And the rest of the day, it's going to be about 80. It's humid, and it's going to be 65 tonight. Humid tomorrow again. Showers and a thunderstorm very much possible and a high of 74 degrees.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.